This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There is all you need in Jesus once you come along.
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Roses are red, violets are blue. We'd like to spend some time with you. Hi, welcome to another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. We have a program packed full of good things today. Bright music, a quickie quiz, and of course, a story. Now, our story today is especially for the older fellas and gals listening. Oh, say about 11 years old on up. It's called The Right Time. The cousins are starting off today with a bright song, but a song with an important message. Again, especially for all the older boys and girls listening. I'm sure you have seen the TV ads that urge kids to just say no to drugs. Well, we'd like to include other things in that list to say no to. Why? Well, if we know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, our bodies are not our own. We belong to God. He lives in our lives. Our bodies are His temple. Listen to the good words of this song.
My body is a temple. To God it does belong. He bids me keep it for His use. He wants it pure and strong. The things that harm my body, I must not use at all. Tobacco is one harmful thing.
I said that our story today is especially for the older fellows and gals listening. It's called The Right Time, and it has to do with boy and girl relationships and keeping our bodies sexually pure in a day and age when the world says anything goes. You know, almost every week I get letters from kids in the 11 through 15-year-old age range asking questions about these very things. That's one reason why we're having this important story today. Cousins, sing that last song again, only this time with some good go-along-with-the-story words.
My body is a temple. To God it does belong. He bids me keep it for His use. He wants it pure and strong. There is a time for dating and for that kind of fun. But it must come at the right time and be with the right one. I want to do what's right, and so if it is wrong, I'll answer no. And every day I'll watch and pray. Lord, keep me pure and strong always.
If it is wrong, I'll answer no. Oh, that word no is very important. And so is yes. No and yes, they're little words, aren't they? Listen to the good words of this next song by the cousins.
N-O is just a little word, and so is Y-E-S. But all the difference they do make, no one could ever guess. Say N-O, N-O to everything that's wrong. And Y-E-S to the Savior Jesus all day long. And He will
Jesus all day long.
Cousins, how about one more song? This is really a prayer song to our dear Lord Jesus. Listen. Four-year-old Sherilyn is with us today, and she has a bright medley of songs ready. Sing along on the ones you know, all right? Sherilyn, thank you for pouring yourself into that song. I wish you folks listening could see her as well as hear her. Now, that song, This Is the Day That the Lord Has Made, is based on a verse in the Bible, Psalm 118:24. We love songs that are taken from the Bible because even if all else fails, the Word of God will stand. Jonathan, tell us more about it.
Psalms 119:89-93. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast given me life. The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
One of the wonderful things the Bible tells us, and which we can believe with all our hearts, is that the Lord Jesus is preparing a place in heaven for all those who have trusted Him as Savior. Oh, I'm looking forward to going to heaven. And as our duetters Pam and Dan tell us in their song, I want to see my Savior first of all.
When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and His mom will be the first to welcome me. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, and redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know Him by the print of the nails in His
robe of spotless white. He will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nails in his hand.
Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more. It's yours for the asking in Keys for Kids. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. And now let's take time for a quickie quiz.
It's quickie, it's quickie, it's quickie, quickie quiz. With the boys against the girls, so we're all in a whirl. It's a quickie, quickie quiz.
See if you can get the answers to the questions I'll ask before the fellows and gals in the studio in this completely unrehearsed quiz. And the first question goes to the girls. Now, you know certain events in the Bible, like the flood and David and Goliath story and all that, but what book are they found in? That's what this quiz is all about. Now, there are some easy ones, there are some that are maybe not so easy. All right, girls, we'll start with you. In what book do you find the flood, the story of the flood? Janie?
Genesis.
Genesis is the answer, right, Janie? All right, boys, in what book do you find the Ten Commandments listed? Josh?
Genesis.
Nope. No, that's wrong. Girls, can you take it? Denise?
Deuteronomy.
Oh, wrong. Well, they're relisted in there, but the first place they're given is the book of Exodus. Sure, Exodus is the first book that they are given. All right, girls, this is yours. In what book do you find the Battle of Jericho? Not hard if you think about it. Stacy.
Joshua.
Joshua, sure. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. Boys, a queen saves her people. What book do you find it in? Now, again, it's not hard if you think about it. Boys, come on. Chris?
Esther.
Esther, certainly. All right, and here's another one. Girls, that's easy if you think about it. In what book do you find a patient man? A patient man. Oh, it's not hard, and if you don't get it, Denise?
Job.
Job, certainly. All right. Boys, oh, this is a little bit tougher, but again, think, okay? The Valley of Dry Bones. Remember the spiritual? Dem bones. Dry bones. What book do you find it in, Ravi?
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel is the answer, right. Okay, girls, oh, you ought to like this one. In what book do you find the love chapter that goes with our story today, Leanne?
Corinthians.
Okay, but I'm going to make it, there's 2 books of Corinthians, first and second. Which one is it?
First.
You guessed right. You got it right. All right, boys, the last one. Stern Lessons About a Tongue. Stern Lessons About a Tongue. Who talks about the tongue a lot in the New Testament? I'll give you that much of a clue. It's in the New Testament. Oh, who talks about the tongue? Do you know, boys? Can you take it? No, they don't know. They never have trouble with their tongues. Girls, they're kind of conferring. That's all right. Can you come up with an answer, though, girls? They can't take it either. The boys don't know. I get one, I guess, Mr. Ken. But it's the book of James. Well, let's see. We have 4 for the girls. We only have 2 for the boys. So our girls win today.
Yay!
In a few moments, it will be time for our important story, The Right Time. Again, let me mention that it is especially good for the older fellas and gals listening. It has to do with the importance of keeping ourselves pure. For whom? Well, first of all, for the Lord Jesus. In fact, that's what Dawn Song is all about. Oh, to be kept for Jesus.
Oh, to be kept for Jesus, kept by the power of God.
time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Janice Hansen, is entitled The Right Time. At last, it was Friday. School was over for another week. Mary excitedly grabbed her books and dashed into the hall.
Hey, can't you watch where you're going?
Oh, hi, Jane. I'm sorry. I was in such a hurry, I didn't see you coming. I'll help you pick up your things.
I guess it was partly my fault, too.
You want to walk home together? I looked out the window and it's snowing. Maybe you and I could go skating tonight, Jane. It's been a long
time.
No,
I can't do anything. Joe's waiting for me, and we've got plans. See you around.
Mary saw Joe coming around the corner. He kissed Jane on the mouth and put his arm tightly around her waist.
I never get to do anything with Jane anymore. If she's not with Joe, she's with some other guy. And she's only 13, just like me. Wish I had a boyfriend, too. Ah!
You like picking books off the floor, Mary? I've seen you do it twice now.
Well, if you hadn't crept up behind me and poked me in the ribs, I wouldn't have dropped these. You startled me.
You looked like you were a million miles away. Something wrong?
No, I was just thinking about Jane. I don't see her much anymore.
Are you and Jane friends?
We used to be.
Really?
Why does that surprise you?
Well, Jane doesn't seem your type, Mary. But don't look so sad. I'm here. I'll help you pick up your books. Where do you live, Mary?
Over on Lamont Avenue.
A bit out of my way, but I'll walk you home.
I don't know if you should.
Aw, come on, Mary. You know you want me to, so I will. Besides, I don't want you to drop your books a third time.
Wow, it's snowing hard now. It's cold out here.
Well, I can take care of that.
Keep your arms to yourself, David. People will see us.
Who cares? You like it, and I like you, Mary.
My place is just up the street. I can see my sister Kathy getting into the car. Must be my mom is ready to go somewhere right away. I gotta run.
Okay. See you at school, Mary.
Why did you do that?
I told you. I like you. It was just a little kiss.
I gotta go. Bye. Hi, Mom. I'm home.
Hello, dear. Kathy and I are going to the shopping mall. Want to come along?
No, I'll stay home.
Are you sure?
Positive. I have to finish a poster for my history class.
All right, then. We'll be home soon.
Okay, Mom. Bye.
Bye-bye.
He likes me. He likes me. Maybe I'll let David be my boyfriend. Well, I better get busy on the poster. Let's see. I need markers, scissors, paper, and glue. Everything is here but the markers. I bet they're in Kathy's room. Wonder where they could be. Maybe she put them in her desk. No, not here. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, here they are in the bottom drawer. Say, what's this? A package. I wonder whose it is. Hey, it's got my name on it. It must be my birthday present. I wonder what it is. No, I'd better put it back. Wait, it won't hurt if I just take a little peek. I just can't wait until my birthday next week. Oh, it's a necklace. It's just beautiful. It's just like the ones the other girls wear to school. Oh, I love it. I'd better put this back now. Kathy and Mom may be home soon. I don't want them to find out I opened my gift.
Mary carefully rewrapped the special gift and put it back in its hidden spot. Everything looked the same as before, but it wasn't the same. Now that she had seen the gift, she ached to wear it. At the same time, guilt flooded her mind. She knew it had been wrong to open the package. She felt she had tarnished the trust her mother had in her. Mary got busy with her poster, but she couldn't forget what she had done. She was relieved when her mother and sister returned from shopping, so she could think about something else.
Mary, look what I bought for Jennifer's party.
What a cute stuffed dog. You've got good taste, Kathy.
Wait until you see what I got you for your birthday. I bought it yesterday. I know you'll like it.
Don't say any more, Kathy. You might give it away. And you don't want to spoil your surprise.
I won't tell, and I bet Mary will never guess.
Mary tried to fake innocence, but she felt hot, and she was sure her face turned red. She hoped Mother wouldn't notice. If she did, what could Mary say? Well, Mary's birthday finally arrived. After dinner that evening, the family gathered in the living room. They had their family devotions, and then Mary opened her gifts.
Open my gift first, Mary.
Okay. Oh, a necklace. How nice. Thanks. Now let's see. I guess I'll open this one next. Oh, Mom! A sweater with teddy bears on it! I love it! I'm gonna wear it tomorrow. Thanks loads!
Your new necklace will look good with it.
I guess so. Oh, those little bears across the front of the sweater look so cute! I can't wait to wear it.
Do you really like the necklace I gave you, Mary?
Sure I do. I said it was nice.
Well, you wanted it so badly that I just thought you'd be all excited about it. But you don't act like you care much for it.
I do. It's pretty. I really like it. It's just that...
What's bothering you, Mary?
I guess I might as well tell you. I opened Kathy's gift ahead of time.
You didn't.
Yes, I did. I didn't mean to, but I found the package when I was looking for some markers. I knew it was wrong to open it, but I did it anyway. I really do love the necklace, but I've been miserable ever since. I opened the gift when I knew I shouldn't. I'll get it!
Who was on the phone, Mary?
It was Patty. She said that Jane won't be coming back to school. She's pregnant. She's going to live with an aunt until the baby is born and adopted out.
Oh, how sad. Babies are special gifts, but God planned for them to be born at the right time to a man and a woman who are married to each other. You know, Mary, sexual intimacy between a man and a woman is also a special gift, but God planned it for marriage alone. Taking the gift ahead of time is selfish.
And it spoils the happiness of receiving the gift, doesn't it? Just like I spoiled things when I opened my birthday gift early.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would make me happy. Instead, it made me miserable. I'm sorry now that I didn't wait to open it.
I'm glad to hear that. And I hope you'll remember that lesson if you're ever tempted to allow sexual intimacy before marriage.
Mother, I wouldn't do that.
I'm sure you believe that, and I'm glad you feel that way.
I do, and I'm really surprised at Jane.
Well, several days ago, you probably thought you'd never open a birthday present ahead of time either. Yet when you saw the package and no one was around, you gave in to the temptation. Try not to be too hard on Jane. She apparently faced a more serious temptation, and she just couldn't handle it. Why don't you pray for her and also ask the Lord to help you keep yourself pure and to avoid situations where you might be tempted to sin?
Mary began to understand why her parents wouldn't allow her to date. As she thought of the attention David had been giving her recently, she knew it wouldn't be easy to resist peer pressure and say no to a deeper involvement. But she made up her mind that she wouldn't make Jane's mistake. She'd wait till she was older and more mature before spending a lot of time with any one boy. When God gave her a husband, it would be the right time to become sexually intimate. Until then, she would talk to her mom and dad and listen to their advice. But now it was the right time to celebrate her birthday and to praise God for all His good and perfect gifts.
My body is a temple.
Well, this was an important program today, and I trust that especially those of you that are older have profited from the material that we have shared. Don't forget to write for the Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. It's free for the asking. Be sure to write and ask for it. Keys for Kids, 2 full months of exciting stories and more. It's yours for the asking. Help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now.